Lord. Perfect. Okay, so today is August 18th, 2010, and we are doing lesson number 22 called Sitting on the Floor with the Help of the Hands. So again, as we always begin, is to take a moment to lie on your back and to begin to scan yourself, noticing the contact that you're making with the floor. Noticing how your head is resting on the floor and then down to your shoulder blades, your mid-back and your lower back. How your pelvis is lying on the floor. And how your legs are lying on the floor. And before you come up to standing, I'd like you to just think about and visualize for a moment this idea. I'm gonna think of it as like a teeter-totter, you know? So you know, I love teeter-totters. You know how one end is down, right, and the other end is up. So if you've got somebody sitting on each end, right, then the other person comes down and the other end goes up. So I'd like you to just think about that image and have that idea for yourself throughout the lesson. And so the two points of the teeter-totter for you would be your head and your pelvis. So that means as your head lowers down, your pelvis would go up. And as your pelvis lowers down, your head comes up. So just kind of have that in the back of your mind as a thought throughout the lesson. Because often what most of us do for standing and then going down to the floor or sitting is we keep our head up, right? We keep our head above us and then we just try to lower the pelvis down. Okay, so in saying that, go ahead and roll to your side and bring yourself up to standing. And you're going to stand comfortably with your legs fairly wide and a nice distance apart so that you're comfortable, like about the mat width, maybe a little wider, close to the mat width. There you go. And so, again, just based on what I just said, you're going to begin to start to bring your hands down to the floor in between your feet. So you're going to do that by lowering your hands, lowering your head, and then think what sticks up is your butt. And what's real important about this, and then you come back up, so you're going to go up and down several times, is that you allow your knees to bend at the same time. So that's one of the more challenging pieces, is everybody wants to lock their knees. So as you fold down, that's it, Tomoko, you bend your knees. So as your head drops down, let those knees bend, but your butt is in the air, right? The teeter-totter. So, and then as you come up, you lift your head up and it becomes above your pelvis. So each time you go down, I really want you to, I don't like using the word want, I would like, hi Jolie, I'd like you to sense and feel that relationship and this idea that your butt's in the air. Right? So it's just, we just don't think about sticking our butt up in the air, right? We're always thinking that we're going to lower down, straight down. It's the old school of thought. So yeah, Jolie, so since you guys just came in, what's your height? What we're doing is your feet are spread that a nice distance, even mat, and you're lowering your hands to the floor and let your knees bend as much as you want, and your butt's up in the air. So what I had them think about is this idea of your head and your butt like a teeter-totter. So as your head drops, your butt goes up in the air. And as you lift your head, guess what? The pelvis comes right under the legs. Everybody doing good?
As opposed to, I'll have to admit one, as opposed to curling and like making your head the last thing
right.
up, you're saying teeter-totter.
So just, you your back is straight. Okay. Your back straight.
And it
same, it's the same thing as like in the golf swing.
Okay.
So it's a teeter-totter. It's like if
right.
a board, imagine a board is strapped to your back.
Right.
If a board was strapped to your back, right, you couldn't
straight.
Do the rounding. And the rounding is okay in other situations.
Okay.
But really not to lift anything. It's only useful in yoga if you're going to round up and they want you to do this curl up thing. Otherwise, it... Okay? So if you had a board... thinking of... Jesus. Strapped to your back, right? If you had a board on your back, you would have no option, right? Your butt has to go up in your head. And nothing changes in the trunk. Right? Is everybody getting that idea? Okay, good. Now, can you do a little bit more? This time, spread your feet a little wider, and you're going to go over just to the right foot. So you're going to put the right hand to the outside of your right foot, and the left hand is to the inside. So you kind of just come around caressing the right foot. Uh-huh. And then you go back up. So this changes things, doesn't it? It shifts something in the hip joint. So you actually end up, that's it, Tomoko, you shift your pelvis actually over, well, there's two ways to do it. So actually, there's two ways. So one way is you can shift your weight into the right leg. So everybody bend over the right leg and put all the weight in the right leg. So then the left leg is light and you could lift it up, right? So feel what that way is like. Literally lift up the left foot a little bit, right? So that puts out actually a lot of pressure in some ways in the right knee and the right leg, okay? Now then the other way to do it is shift your weight into the left side of your pelvis. So shift over to the left to bend down to the right.
No.
Yeah. For some of you, it might feel like you don't know how to do that. Yeah. So how can you stick your butt out to the left? So you're still, your hands are going to the right, but you put weight into the left side. Yep, still,
okay.
Nothing changes.
Nothing in the back, it feels so much better.
That's it. I know, it's different, huh?
It's weird.
It's weird. Okay, so now go back, though, and put the weight in the right leg. It'll feel so much easier. And there'll be less pressure in the knee. Yeah?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Why is that? This is the fun stuff. Okay. Come back up. Let's go to the left leg. You guys are doing good. So let's bring the hands over to the left. So the left hand is to the outside of the left leg. And that's it. And the right hand's on the inside. Lower the head. You can bend the knees as much as you want. And you think about the pelvis goes up towards the air. So another thing to think about is always remember this idea, right? The teeter-totter, that means that your head is lower than your pelvis. So when you get your hands to the floor, take a moment to ask yourself, is my head lower than my pelvis? Because if they are not, if that relationship isn't happening, then you're really rounding in your back. So you can bring your legs closer together, even. Try it that way. Now shift all the weight into, first of all, the left leg, and we picked up the right, and you try it that way. Right? And then the next time you shift all your weight into the right leg, even though you're leaning over to the left, you shift back. That's it. That's nice, Jolie. Drop your head. You're still holding your head.
Okay.
Hold your head. There you go. And now come up.
That's right through here.
Right, because you're still tucking under too much. There you go.
Okay.
So, okay, and pause. And everybody go down to the ground and rest for a minute. So there's no curling under. You guys can maybe watch me for a minute, right? you never, ever, ever, ever want to do that. Never. Because what does that do? It's like if somebody came behind you and hit you in the knees, you collapse. So there's always, even in the standing position, your tail's out. So you go down, and then when you come up to here. You don't do that. That's what you're doing. So as you come up, there's this moment where you do this. You do that to come up. Mm-mm. Your butt's still out, and you just lift your trunk on top of your pelvis. No curling under. Does that make sense to everybody? Because the curling under is where you lose all power.
And
that's where you'll hurt yourself. You lose all your power. Okay, and it's just not a useful thing to do. Okay, so just feel how you're lying on your back. So hopefully that makes sense. You just never go to that tucking under. And you'll see, it's important to use it in certain movements, and we're going to do it in a moment, to understand relationships of movement. But to use it in the actual movement to do an activity, it collapses you. You understand you feel powerless, right?
Well, it throws my back out.
Does everybody get that when you really tuck that tail under? So we'll go through that in a minute.
And even if you tuck it
the slightest bit, the moment you tuck, and I don't know, I think often that came from, many people get it from, dance, Pilates, where they're tucking instead of actually being in neutral, contracting the abs. So contracting the abdominals has nothing to do with moving the pelvis. Does that make sense? Okay. So go ahead and come up again. And this is kind of a little bit of a funny position. So spread your feet about mat width. And you're going to place your hands on your knees. So look at my butt. Okay, so even here, and we're gonna do this, we're gonna really arch. So it's like really take the tail out, let the belly hang, and look up to the ceiling, and you're leaning on your knees, your hands, and then you're gonna curl under. And again, we're doing the range so you feel what you do in both directions of curling under and then arching. And you can spread your legs less wide apart, more wide. And what I'd like you, that's it, Tomoko. What I'd like you to feel, and see if you can sink, there you go, is when you're really in this position, how strong you are. And when you curl under, we're just doing it so you get the range, but there's no power there. Like I said, if I came and hit you here, you see how easy I can knock you over. Now go to this. And look at how strong you are. You're like a horse. Not like you want to be like a horse. But see, this is powerless. You see, I can just, boom, knock you over and you can't do anything about it. Then go the other way. Stick that tail. That's it. And now you have something to hold yourself with. Okay? That's it, Jolie. Good. And then that's it. Excellent. Really good. So, and are you guys all feeling that when you curl the pelvis under? Can you feel the weakness you start to get? There's a sense of like, wow, you can't really maintain yourself there very long. But if you stand, excellent. If you stand in the other position, tail out more. And you can lean forward. And what's nice about this position, like Tomoko's doing, you'll notice three sports do it big time. Volleyball, basketball, and tennis, because this frees the diaphragm. And your diaphragm is connected right here to the middle of the thoracic. So this is a resting position, but you'll see all basketball players, volleyball players, and tennis players will go to this to free their diaphragm for breathing. It's a resting position. They're like, this is where they go. They're never curled under. They're always like this because it frees the diaphragm. Got it? Okay. So do you feel the difference? And as soon as you tuck under, you can feel you're not very stable in your legs. Good. Okay, go back down onto your back and rest. I turned it down. I know. It felt too cold, and I, you know, my temperature's off, so it's me. So I guess the times to think about when you're allowing the pelvis to curl under like that is if you're lounging in a big fluffy chair or the couch, you know, you're just hanging out, right? In a relaxed position. But otherwise, most of the time you're not really tucking under like that. Or if you're doing yoga or Pilates or things like that, right? So bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and let's just go through finding neutral, right? So neutral with your pelvis, and this is what we're doing in standing, right? Is, so if you were to flatten your back a lot and tuck under, that's not neutral, right? And then let go of that and feel neutral. So there's actually a slight space behind the lower back. Now see if you can stay in neutral. And it means you do not move the skeleton, the pelvis, but can you pull the abdominals in so that your chest gets big? So that's how you use your abs, right? You feel that? So you can contract the abs and you pull them in, but you do not change what the pelvis is doing. So you pull them in and it makes the chest kind of poof up. And then you can let them go. But you don't move the pelvis at all. Now suck them in. And let your chest get real big. There! Do you feel that?
Okay, yeah.
So, but it's not this to tighten the abs.
Right.
You got the difference?
Yeah.
This is a huge thing. So, yeah, there you go. That's neutral. Now, I want you to pull your abdominals in, tighten them, but don't move the pelvis. Pull, pull, pull. Make, there you go. Make that chest. There you go. It gets big. And then let it go. And then do it again. That's it. Good. I think...
Sharon, you're proposing that the chest does go out when you tighten the abdominals?
Yes, the chest lifts. Good. Yeah. Okay. And let that go and straighten your legs and rest. Okay. So come back up to standing. Yeah, it's getting cooler in here now. And spread your feet comfortable distance and bring your hands back down to the floor. So this time you really want to spread your feet so that you can bring your hands to the floor. And your knees, remember, can bend as much as you want. And that butt's in the air and the head's down. Okay, this is almost like leapfrog. So you now go a little wider. So once you're down, I want you to lift both legs up. Just kick them up. So you got to lift your butt up. There you go. That's it. There you go. Drop your head. So that's the one thing you continue to do, is you keep your head lifted. So drop your mom's doing great. Keep your head down. Your head needs to be down. There you go. Good. Okay, now stay down there. Now can you lift the right hand and the right foot? All we need is, now keep, nope, Janelle, pelvis in the air. This is like doing twister. So lift the right hand and the right foot. Doesn't have to be a lot, and go back down. Good. Feel what you do. You have to shift your weight into the left side of the pelvis, right? Yeah. Okay, now what about the other side? That's it. Let's lift the left hand and the left foot. And then alternate. Go from one side to another. This is how it would be if you were like, I don't know, an elephant or something. Something that moves bilateral. Okay, now just come up to standing and rest in standing for a minute. That's it. Okay, so we're going to bring the hands back down to the floor, to the center. And this time, we're going to sweep them like an arc over around the right leg. Coming over, bringing all the weight into the right leg, almost as if you could lift up the left leg if you want, and coming back. And when you lift the left leg, bend the knee. Let the leg be light. So you lift the foot, but bend the knee. It doesn't have to be like a stiff peg. That's it. And let's just go to the right. I don't want you to go to the left yet, just to the right. So some of you, you can, let's try a couple different ways. So let's say one way, and keep that head down. You can hear me with the head down. Because as soon as you lift your head, it tightens your back. So one way to do it is to kick the left leg straight out to the side. So everybody try that. And lean on your hands. There you go. So that's one option, right? And then the other is you can bring then the left knee in towards your chest. That's it. That's another way. So bring the left knee in towards the chest. Really lean on the hands and the right foot. That's it. There you go. Jolie, can you drop your head more? Thank you. Not so much the chest. Just really let your head hang. There you go. There's this tendency for you to go here and feel what that does here.
Yeah.
That's work.
Okay.
Just
okay.
That's it. Now really bring the knee, the left knee, okay, past your right knee as if you were going to place it on the floor where your hands are. But Teresa, stop. Trisha, sorry, stop. No, I said stop. Look what you did. Look at yourself. Stop. Okay, but I want you to see what you did is you made your head parallel with your pelvis. So just because you're bringing your left knee over to your right knee doesn't mean you lower your pelvis.
Oh, okay, keep my pelvis up.
Uh-huh. So the butt's in there, so you're going to bring the left knee as if it would come towards the floor, the knee, Janelle. That's it, not the foot. That's it. So you're weight-bearing on your hands and your right foot, and somehow that left knee is going to come over towards the space where your hands are. Okay, rest on your back. I know.
Here, pinky tail. My hair's making me suffocate.
This is like the most aerobic lesson that we've ever done, right? Who knew that going from standing to sitting, it's going to get easier. Standing to sitting is such a big deal, but it is. Believe it or not, back in when I was in California, I was doing in services for Scripps Hospital, this was the number one request from elderly people in the ages of 70 to 90, was how to get down to the floor and get up in case they fell. It's one of the biggest fears that overtakes elderly people. And they were so thrilled to learn how to do this, because that was a big, you know, it hasn't hit any of us yet, but it's a big fear.
It's a big deal.
Yes, it is. It's a very big deal. So it was kind of shocking to me. It was that and breathing, because so many elderly people had emphysema. They all wanted to learn how to breathe better and how to get up off the floor in case they fell. Even to the point, this happened to my father, falling out of bed. My dad just completely rolled out of the bed and fell on the floor, and you know, I don't think about those things, right?
You didn't teach him that rolling thing last week.
I know. He doesn't know any of this. My father's my worst student. Isn't that always how it is, right? Your relatives don't want to listen to you. That it happened actually to my daughter once when she was younger, and it's like really a scary thing. It's like, you know, because you're asleep. Next thing you know, you're on the floor. Okay, let's come back up. And we'll get in our standing position and bring our hands to the floor, and we're going to come over to the left leg now. So we're going to bring the hands over to the left leg, and one way is to stick the right leg straight out, right, straight up. But that's not going to serve you, right? How does that help you come to the floor? It really doesn't. And then the other way is to start to bend the right knee, right? So you're going to bend the right knee and that, and bring it in closer. And I should also mention that with the left foot and step, the heel doesn't have to stay down. So if the heel comes up a little bit, that's it. Good. But just feel how you bring the right knee over to the space. That's it. That now keep your head down. Trisha, keep that head down. Your mom's better at it than you, and your mom's got her butt up in the air now. Okay, so, and always what you do is tuck under. So you just have to constantly stick your butt out. It's just such a habit for you. So at the very end, you have to watch yourself. So pull that knee in. And now place the foot back down and keep the butt out. There. And now bring yourself up with the butt out. There you go. Good. Really good. Excellent, Janelle. Nice. Nice, nice. You guys are getting the idea, except for my young gentleman over here. I don't know your name.
I'm Dan.
Dan. Okay, same issue. Hang the head. So see, when you do this, feel what that does in here. And then just, whew, it's like if you didn't have a head. Okay, good. Go ahead and rest on your back again.
Staying up where it's cool.
Oh, I
okay, so staying on your back, let's have you, I think how I want to do it is bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and you're going to raise your right arm to the ceiling. Your left arm is along your side with the elbow slightly bent out, okay? That's it. And palm down though, Janelle, so your palm is down. So as you, and you, let's visualize this first. So you're going to reach, imagine reaching with your right arm across yourself, but towards the ceiling. At the same moment, just imagine it, so don't do it yet. Imagine that your legs are gonna tilt to the left and that you're somehow gonna come up to sitting. So you're gonna come up to a side sitting position, okay? So see yourself lengthening your arm towards the ceiling, but slightly over to the left, as if I'm coming along and I'm gonna pull you up. So your legs are going to just flop over to the left, and you've got the left hand to weight bear on to come up to a side sitting position, and then you're going to reverse it. You're going to go back down onto your back, okay? Can you see that? Did I leave out any details? That's it. So go ahead and begin. And remember, there's no rush. So just do it in steps. Maybe the first step is just getting to the side and lifting your head. But you must, that's it, Tomoko, you must put weight on the left forearm and your legs, I'll help you swing behind you. You must weight bear on the left forearm. The shoulder needs to come up and have the right knee behind the left. So you're side sitting. So Tomoko, slide the knee behind. The right knee behind the left foot. There you go. And then go back down. Bend the knees, okay. So you're going to reach, tilt those legs. Okay, now keep this knee behind that one. There, and you come up like that. But no fists like that. Take that out, go down onto your forearm. There, feel how strong that is. And open your hand right there. And let me lower you a little bit, let go. Just feel this. Go back down a little bit and come back up. But go back onto your back. Now go back onto your back. There, there, from there, that's it. And now lean, there, beautiful. And back, that's it. Let that hand push into the floor. Push the hand too, woo, use that hand. And go back, there. That's getting nice. So your head lifts. That's it.
That was my question. Is it okay to have the head lift?
Of course. The head has to lift, right? Remember the teeter-totter?
I didn't know if it was one of those where you want to keep the head.
No, because if the head's... Oh, yeah. There. Okay. So then there you are. Your head's above your pelvis. Okay. And now come back onto that forearm. And round down. Make it... That's it, Julie. You're getting so effortless and light. Just keep that knee behind that foot. There. There. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dan,
okay. Roll the legs, that's it. This knee needs to be behind the foot. There, that's called side sitting. Then come up, push the back. There! So move that hand out a little. There you go, find a better place for it. Now go slowly back down. Let's just go till you're on the forearm. And now push your belly forward. And that's it, get tall. That's it. Feel that. There. Push that belly out. And then round back down. If you get tired and you need a break, then just take your own break so that I can help. That's it. Just feel from here. Boom. Push that belly out. That's where all your power is, right there. And feel that takes the tail out. There you go. That's it, Julie. Nice, nice. Okay, back onto your backs and rest. You'll see how we'll link this. That's it. We're going to do it to the other side. So let's make sure you don't even need the chair. We put it here. It's always good to have it there, like a security blanket. So, think about what we just did for a moment in your mind's eye, and you can either keep your legs long or bend them if you'd like. And again, I'd like you to imagine that we're going to now do this with the left arm raised, seeing the legs tilt to the right, right? The right arm is along your side, and you find a good position for that right arm so that you can weight bear just on the forearm, right? But just run through your mind a few times. Seeing yourself doing it, and just notice in your thought if there's any place along the movement that you see or sense as hesitation, a glitch, and usually it's an issue of timing. So just notice if there is that, where that spot is, and if somehow in your thought you can smooth it out. And then go ahead and bend your knees and bring your left arm up. Have your right arm wherever is appropriate for you. So every person's a little different, but the palm is down. And again, you start with the reaching, and then you feel the tilting of the legs. So there's this timing, and then you bring weight onto your right arm. And so you're not really rolling all the way over to your right side, because if you go too far over to the side, you actually can't come up. There you go. Yeah. And once you're up, go slow back. So even if you go partially back, just so that you come on your forearm right there, and now come back up. And can you move this knee behind that foot? There you go. And think of your belly coming forward. That's it. And then we round back. Trust me, I'm here. I've got you. There you go. And now come up and push your belt. Good. And now round back more. Come back. There. Beautiful. Feel that. And then that piece right there is so important for you with that knee. Feel what you do right there. Let it go. That's it. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Really nice. There you go. And go all the way down. So what's another aspect that I've talked about but we haven't really integrated is this reversibility. And so you make it like a game for yourself. So if there's a place that's a little fuzzy for you, then go to that place and go a little beyond it and a little back and back and forth so you don't have to do the full movement. Just play around the dicey area. Okay? Go a little bit reversing and then go to the powerful place and reverse and powerful. And that power should all be coming from your pelvis. So, yeah, for you, Julie, it's right here. Mm-hmm. Less in the shoulder. Push that belly out and the hip there. Mm-hmm. That's it. And it's on all on this side. Mm-hmm. So you come back there and then right there, reverse. Boom. And let this get light. Okay. Light, 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 light. There you go. There. And so the arm is still there. Feel how nice that was in the arm. So the ribs go behind the pelvis, and now they push forward and come. That's always where the power is. It's the same thing of the ribs and the pelvis, you guys. That's it. You feel how nice that is? So you can find that place that's your challenge and just work around that area. You don't have to go through the full movement. So that you clarify, what are you missing? Can you slide this back? There you go. Now really let the belly come forward. Push the belly out, not the chest. There. Now go back. And now even more, bring your belly over here to this side. Push it out. Push, push. Get your tail out. That's better. Don't think of chest. Think belly. Get big. There. Do you see what you did that time? And you grew tall. And it makes you give power. Push the belly. That's it. That's it. Now you're getting it. Okay. And rest on your back. So that's something good to know with any of the lessons. And if you listen to any of them at home, is wherever that place is, that instead of trying to force through it, is just play with it. Does that make sense? Just go back and forth and back and forth. What is it? Where is something that I could do a little differently that would just change the ease? That's always what we're back to looking for, right? Is ease and elegance and lack of effort, you know, just effortless. But kind of the old-fashioned way is to push through it. Instead of just invite yourself to hover around it. You really do. You hover around it to understand it. That makes sense? Okay, so let's come back up to standing. We'll see how this last movement helped you. So you're going to be in standing, and you're going to bring your hands to the floor, okay? And we're going to start to think of lowering the right side of your pelvis to sit. So we're back to this movement that you're going to need to bend the knee, and you want to lower your pelvis. So my head comes up. And now watch. As I lift my pelvis, my head goes back down. So you bend the knee, and it's like you're going to lower to the side, and then you're spiraling back up. So your knee really never has to come to the ground, but it can. That's it. So go all the way down. That's it, Janelle. And pretty soon you're going to find out you don't even need the left hand. And come back up. But that's it, Jolie. As the moment you lift the pelvis up, David, drop the head. So the head has to drop when you lower the pelvis. That's it, Tomoko. Good. And then the head's up. And then you drop the head to lift the pelvis up. Good. And bring the right knee more in front of the left foot, you know, in that space. Huh?
That's the way I've been doing it.
That's great. Then you...
I wanted to avoid my knees.
That's it. And then spiral back up. Now just see if you can do it or start to do it. That's it, Julie. And don't even use the left hand. Do you really need the left hand? That's it, Janelle, right? It's pretty light. Okay. This is so cute because your daughter was worried about you. Your mother can do it better than you. Life is always full of surprises. Okay.
Keeps her head down.
I love you, Mom. But see, your head's up. Okay, now drop this. Drop. Okay, now I want you to drop it to lift the pelvis. So once you're here,
yeah.
You can put both hands down.
Okay.
Okay, drop and lift butt. Not leg. Let the leg relax. That's it. Now, as you drop this again.
No.
No, keep the leg bent.
Keep the leg bent.
Drop this. This.
You got your head up.
Drop this. Drop. Yeah. No, not the knee. Feel my hand. Drop the pelvis. Drop this. Then this comes up.
I'm trying to stand up, darling. Okay. Got it. Just tell me oil well.
It's like an oil well. We're like a pump. There. Do you see? There.
Yeah.
Look at how light that is.
Got it.
Sorry. She's got such pretty hair, I can mess it up. So does Tomiko. So I'm going to take a little privilege to mess.
You do.
Okay, do you feel that? Right? It's like a teeter-totter. Okay. So try it a couple more times. Really? Now that you're learning it, now's the time to make it elegant, right? Have fun with it. It's really quite a fun movement. It's something you can show kids. Look, this is how we get up. That's it, Jolie. Just boo, up.
And you get your knees replaced. That's how you do it.
And your right leg should become super, super light. Like, what is the right leg? Just let the knee bend. Let the pelvis, just think of the lower leg not even there. Just boop, come back up. Good. Now let's add in going all the way from standing. So if you're standing, right, you lower down and just whoop, and you come back up, right? And then you don't even need the left hand, right? So can you just place the right hand and go down and come up? You don't even need to take the foot off the ground. Some of you are doing too much work lifting the leg. So can you just place the hand down and just let the leg move? Just let it slide along the floor, right? Doesn't have to lift in the air. Yeah. See how much extra work we do? That's it's not part of what we need to do. That's it. Good. Okay. Rest on your back. I think you guys are getting the idea.
I'm so glad that we do this at the end of the hour, because if I walked in here and you were doing that, I'd just
walk out. This is also very much, this lesson's a foundation for also picking things up off the floor, boxes, kids, you know, anything that's on the floor is, you know, if you're down on the floor, how to come up or how to bring something up off the floor. So that pelvis has to be high in the air as your head comes down. So now we have a new visual. We have the oil well. Is that what it's called? Or what did you say?
Yeah, that's what I said. But yeah. It's a pumping unit.
It's a pumping unit. No, but it's another great example.
See, you know, that little up and down.
I mean, mechanically speaking, it's probably like one of the most basic mechanical functions to produce power. If you think of the whole, steel industry and stuff like that. Turn of the century. Think of how, you know, even on choo-choo trains and stuff like that, going around, there's just that pumping up and down, forward and back thing. Okay, so let's roll to our sides and come up to standing. We'll start on all fours first to introduce lifting your left leg and starting to lower. So have both hands down. And really, again, you're in, just feel the pivoting and how light you can be with the left leg. That, now you're getting it. There you go. Just drop and up. And then you can see about starting to eliminate that right hand. Yeah, so David, you end up looking towards kind of the back of the room. Dan, you keep on calling you Dave. This is your baby? Right. I like how our babies don't look like our babies anymore. My baby grew so much when she came home that I just gave her 4 pairs of my pants. That's scary. In 6 weeks, she grew that much. She's almost as tall as me. Her legs are as long as me. That's it. Good. Good. Then come all the way to standing and start in standing. It's like, okay, I'm just going to put that hand down and I'm just going to sit down. Just going to go to the floor. right? Without even thinking. So really the first thing you do is drop your head and put the hand down, right? Your left hand, you just spiral down and then you spiral up. Who would ever think that getting up and down is so easy? That's it, Jolie. Okay, now how could you take it a step further? So take it all the way to going onto your back. So once you're down, just lie on your back. Think about how you would lie on your back. And then how would you think about how would you want to come up to sitting and then spiral up to standing? I'm going to give you some creative leeway here. Yeah, is there a way to come up? And then now go back down. Drop the knee. There. So now reverse it from here. There you go. Just try some different things. That's it, Jolie. But now you end up using your knees. So remember, I don't want you to use your knees. So you don't have to come to the side sitting position. Think of some other options once you're on your back. That's it, Julie. So what do you do?
Put your foot down.
You put your foot down, right. You put your foot down, not your knee. Mm-hmm. So that's it. Now, Tomoko, get one of the feet standing. Get that, yeah. Then you spiral up. Oh, but spiral, yeah, but then put, yeah. Now put the left, there you go. Yeah. So, well, everybody watch Julie because she's got it. I wanted to give you guys a little time to figure it out on your own. Okay, so that's the going down. She goes all the way onto her back. So then that foot, she stands, right, to come back up. Because I don't want you to be on your knees. I want you to place that foot back down. So when you're on your back, bring a foot over to stand. That's it, Tomoko, and come up. And make the foot stand. You're good. Make the foot stand. Sure, doesn't matter. Stand it. It's got to stand. We'll figure it out. Because which side of the butt are you going to lift up? There. Put that hand down. There. Feel the spiraling. Put your foot down. Now lift your butt. There. It's all about lifting your butt up. And I do not, there you go, and I don't want you using your knees. So that's the constraint. You're not allowed to use the knees. So you find a way to spiral up and down. Let's see how you're doing, Jolie. There you go. Good, and go all the way back. What?
Will this work for skis on?
There's a lot in this for skiing. Weight shifting. Now do the other side. I know. It's like once you get one side. So remember, one foot has to be standing for you to pivot on, right? So slow it down. Just figure it out. You guys are smart. That's it. Let's see, Janelle. Where are you getting messed up here? Somewhere. Okay. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope, you're lifting the wrong leg. Keep your right leg down and lift the left leg and drop it down. There. There, good. And now, and just, yeah, and then if you, and so put that foot into standing. There you go. And then that's it. You see? There you go. That you've got to have the foot in standing to lift the pelvis in the air. You guys worn out? Try it once or twice more. Try it your favorite direction so that it really becomes smooth and just spiral down to sitting and then come back up. That's it, Dan. Better, Janelle. That's it. This will save your knees. You're getting it. That's it, girl. You're getting it. Just do it faster now. Less thought.
Well, that's how, I mean.
There you go.
That's how you sit when you're, I just keep my head up.
I know. Stop that. That's what makes your neck. That's what makes your neck. The constant holding your neck. Okay. Everybody go down. Rest on your back. Take a rest. There you go. Drop that head. Drop. Just think of your control panel as your pelvis, not your head. You don't need to see where you're going. You need to feel what you're doing. Okay? Because every time you lift up like that, it's like that's when we were talking about when you're leaning yesterday on your arms and the throwing back here. Just okay, rest. I know it's hard to think. Imagine if you had eyeballs in your bottom. That's your new place of visualization. Be a whole different world, right? Well, and see, she had to figure out because she's had both knees operated on. You don't want to put pressure on the knees.
No pressure on the knees, that's for sure. And that's what I figured out.
But if you think about it, there's just a lot of times in our day and in our life that we need to go down to the floor, right, to pick up things or, I don't know, store things under beds. And, you know, there's drawers that are down at the bottom. There you go. Okay, so just take a moment to really observe now how you're lying there on your back and how you're resting and how you feel in your shoulders and your upper back and your pelvis and your legs. So being a little bit of a more active lesson, it's a different feeling today, I'm sure you have. I think when you also come to standing, you'll have a feeling of lightness, really feeling light, because in this lesson, you really learn to let go of parasitic effort. We're really breaking down how to do a really pretty big movement with minimal effort. And when you have that experience, it just lightens up the whole system. Does that make sense? And then if things are lighter and easier, you have a lot more energy to do things. Right? Because if things are hard and difficult, that takes a lot of your energy. Okay, so you can use what we did today or from one of the other days to come to your side and then eventually come up to sitting or standing or just come up to standing, since we learned that today, and then see how you feel in standing.
See, I feel like I want to go different.